Unit 81, the steamship Savannah. Steamboats on rivers were a success. They easily plied the calm waters. But could they take the battering of a rough ocean? This question was put to the test in 1819. The American packet ship, the Savannah, was planning to steam across the Atlantic. The Savannah was a 110-foot ship. It was not newly built. It was converted. It was a full-rigged sailing ship. It was simply refitted. A steam engine was added to power two side paddle wheels. The Savannah left New York City on May 22, 1819. It docked at Liverpool, England on June 20th. The journey was made in 29 days. During the trip, the ship ran its engine only 85 hours. After that, the fuel was used up. The rest of the trip was made using sails. The Savannah returned to the United States under sail alone. The engine was not used. Nevertheless, the Savannah is in the records as the first steamship to cross the Atlantic. Another steamship also crossed the Atlantic in 1838. It was the British ship, the Cyrus. It used steam power all the way. It was also a sidewheeler. The trip took 18 and a half days. These trips revealed one serious weakness. It was with the large side wheels. The waves battered these rather fragile devices mercilessly. Something had to replace them. But what? The solution was the propeller. It was wholly underwater at a ship's stern. It used power more efficiently. The steamship, the Great Britain, was designed in 1845. It became the first propeller-driven ship to travel across the Atlantic.